USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats leading the impeachment inquiry against President Trump are angry after the White House today blocks a key figure in the Ukraine phone call saga from showing up on Capitol Hill to testify.
The President and Secretary of State are taking actions that prevent us from getting the facts needed to protect the nation's security.
That's Democrat Adam Schiff, who chairs one of the three committees whose members were supposed to hear from Ambassador Gordon Sondland behind closed doors today. President Trump is still facing criticism over his announcement that U.S. forces are leaving northern Syria. Democrats don't like it, but many Republican lawmakers are also cautioning the president to reconsider. The president's been spending the better part of a day defending his decision, though, saying the U.S. has wiped out ISIS in that region, and it's time to bring our soldiers home. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Protesters are vocal this morning as the U.S. Supreme Court's hearing arguments to decide if LGBTQ Americans are protected by the Civil Rights Act. The court is hearing three cases where workers were fired because of their sexual orientation. Most of the protesters support gay rights. The specific issue is, does the word sex in Title VII of the Civil Rights Act bar discrimination against gay people? Most states do not protect LGBTQ workers from discrimination. The Trump administration submitting a brief that supports businesses that wish to fire people because they're gay. Inflation at the producer level down sharply as the Labor Department reports. Producer prices were down 0.3% in September, the biggest monthly decline since January. Analysts say the weak showing could give the Fed room to cut interest rates again this month. For Jews, Yom Kippur begins at sundown this evening, and this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
President Trump could soon have to release his tax returns as part of a New York investigation. A court ruling that Trump needs to turn over those tax records to the Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr., the DA probing hush money payments allegedly made to two women who claimed to have had affairs with Trump before he was in the White House. Trump is planning to appeal that ruling, though. Another death is being blamed on vaping. The latest connected to e-cigarette use in Massachusetts, where health officials say a woman who was in her 60s is the first vape-related death in that state, though over 18 others are known to have died from vaping illnesses caused for mysterious reasons across the nation. The federal deficit is ballooning to its highest point in 7 years. The Congressional Budget Office estimating it's at $984 billion, the largest spread between what the government spends and takes in since 2012, and $205 billion higher than it was in 2018. And the Honorable Judge Barbie is presiding. Yes, all rise. Mattel announcing that this year's Barbie Career of the Year doll will be the Barbie Judge doll. The company says Barbie has had over 200 careers since 1959. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.